Hello, everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Horror Friendly Podcast. My name is Katie, and I am joined, as always, by the lovely, the wonderful, she needs no introduction, Chantelle, even though that was an introduction.
And so, wrong film for that. It was last week's that needed no introduction.
Ah, that's true. Shit.
I mean, I feel, well, to be fair, I've come in costume for this one as well because I'm in my like.
You actually have. Wow, you're fully ready for this film.
I am. It's just because it's cold in my flat, so I'm in my hoodie, but it's big and warm and I'm okay. How are you feeling this week?
I'm good. Like, I look pale as fuck, but I think this is just my laptop. But yeah, a lot better. Turns out I had COVID, everyone, if anyone gives a shit. Yeah, so I spent last week recovering from that. I'm negative now.
How many horror films did you watch in your week of COVID?
Not as many as I thought. I was kind of watching like mind-numbing stuff, like Real Housewives and things like that.
Real horror, then.
Real horror, like real life shit. Yeah, so she's back. But yeah, how are you?
I'm all right. So I haven't got like, yeah. And so not only did you have
You're all
COVID,
good.
and I'm fine. I feel awful. I feel bad because I saw you in between like having tonsillitis and then COVID. And like I've just been absolutely fine, like no problem. You're just like back to backing illnesses, and I'm like, Katie will be fine, I'm
It's
sure.
great, yeah, but that's a good thing. That means your immune system isn't fucked, so mine is.
That's right. Well, if we live a bit closer next time, I'll have to be the one like bringing you soup to be like, are you okay?
Thank you.
So we could do another podcast and you need to get better.
Well, I did watch this one while I had COVID, and this was a pretty kind of easy one for me to watch. Yeah.
Yeah, well, shall we get into it?
Let's do it.
Story of the weather at the top of the hour, but first, Stop! More of your favorite hits here on 103.7.
Tom, get in!
Wait! Wait!
Oh, God! Shit!
Jesus, man, I wasn't even on yet!
What the fuck is wrong with that bear?
What the hell have you got a gun for?
Okay, this week we are doing the 2023, directed by Elizabeth Banks, Cocaine Bear. So this horror comedy is about a 227 kilogram black bear consumes a significant amount of cocaine and embarks on a drug-fueled rampage through the Georgia forest, endangering the lives of cops, criminals, tourists, and teenagers. Was this your first time watching this?
It's not. It actually isn't.
Hey.
I watched it late last year, because I'd seen a lot of hype about it, and it was directed by Elizabeth Banks, who's normally like she acts normally, and she's pretty funny. So I was like, oh, okay, like I'm definitely interested in watching this. And yeah, so no, I watched it sort of late last year. So this was my second time watching it. What about you?
So I watched it on a plane because planes and they tend to have newer films. So it was like October, I think. And I watched it and it was really funny because a warning came up at the beginning to be like, because it's obviously on planes, there's always like, oh, there's cursing, drug references. I don't think they say cursing, pretty inappropriate language, drug references, and a plane in distress, which hadn't even occurred to me that they'd have to include that if you're on a plane, because
Wow.
somebody might go, am I fuck watching a plane crash while on a plane? And I was like, yeah, I'm fine with that. But they brought any fucker around me. It wasn't their choice. They were like, I do apologize if anyone around me was like, yeah, fucking don't watch this on a plane. But it's only the first like 30 seconds, maybe like,
Yeah.
maybe 3 minutes. But yeah, it hadn't occurred to me that
Wow.
they do that.
I used to work for an airline and I didn't even know that they did that.
But like, I guess unless you watch a film with a plane in it or like in distress, because again, if it's just someone on a plane, you're not going to have to put that message up. But it just made me laugh because I was like, I guess that is probably going to be horrific for some people if you get halfway through a film and you're suddenly like, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're
Exactly.
nervous of flying and you don't realize that it includes that, then I guess, yeah, it would make sense to put it in there.
Do you reckon somebody they decided to put it in there. Just somebody was like, do you know what? Let's do it along with the other warnings. Or do you reckon something happened where somebody freaked out on a plane because they were like, watched a plane crash, and they were like, no, we need to put that in to keep passengers calm?
Don't know. I feel like it's more of like a mandatory thing. If there's any kind of like distressful plane scene, then they have to put it in there, I reckon.
I love as well that they said like plane in distress. They didn't say plane crash. Because it's like you don't say a bomb, you don't say bomb in an airport. You don't say crash on a plane. So they had to be like in distress.
It's stressed out right now.
The plane is going through something. Leave it alone.
Yeah, just let it do what it needs to do.
So every now and then the plane just needs to let its engines go, set itself on fire, and it may or may not be okay.
You know what though? This is a solid plane film. Like, you know, when like you don't want to watch anything too heavy on the plane.
Yeah.
And so it is just like I watched Smile on the plane, and that was like a perfect plane film. So it's like that.
I think, oh my God, like, so we're already off topic from the film. But
I know.
Welcome to our shit show of a podcast. No, don't apologize. People are listening. They're used to us by now. So I think I text you, like, because I had to do like 2 long trips last year for work. I said I had to. I did fully take advantage and enjoy myself.
Such a hardship.
Such a hard life. I remember being at like Heathrow or Gatwick and sending you, like, I was looking through and I was like, I'm going to watch this. And one of them was like Smile. And one of them was like Scream 5, I think. Oh, it was one of them, on the later ones. But it was just so funny because I was like sending you pictures of all the things to watch. You're right.
It's got to be done.
Yeah, but you're right. It's not a very serious film. It's nice and kind of, it is funny. There's bits that are a bit gory, but just relax and yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, talking of that beginning scene, I mean, that made me laugh, to be fair. Like the whole bit where like, then he just knocks himself out or whatever he does and falls out. Like that's quite a funny start to a film, I guess.
Yeah, it is. Well, this was the thing. So I'm assuming you knew this was based on real events, and I'm doing the quotations because very loosely.
Well, yeah, when I watched it, I found that out. But yeah, I didn't know. Did you know that before?
So I knew this before. Okay, but this is where I got a bit confused because we heard about this. I thought it was because it happened more recently. But I think the story started circling again because the film was being made. So people then started hearing about the real story. But yeah, there was all like things on Instagram like, oh, for half an hour, that bear was the most dangerous animal on earth. Like, so I knew it was based on reality, but I also kind of knew the real story that like it didn't go on a killing rampage because he didn't have time to. Like the poor thing only lived for like half an hour. His heart exploded.
Yeah. Yeah. So well, yeah, it's a mental real life story, to be fair. But yeah, no, they just so that is that what happened then? Could you give us like a brief overview of what actually happened?
So it was based on the true story of a convicted drug smuggler called Andrew Thornton, and who died after a parachuting accident. So that bit, the beginning bit kind of is real, although I don't think he knocked himself out. I think it was his parachute failed to open. But again, somebody would have to get that right because we are not a factual podcast. This was back in 1985. But then a few months later, a bear was found dead in, I'm going to pronounce it wrong, it was the same name they used in the film, Chattahoochee National Forest. And it died from a cocaine overdose. It ate 75 pounds, which is 34 kilos of cocaine, which was worth about $2 million.
Fucking hell.
Like, but this was the thing, and I think they figured out, yeah, the poor bear would have only lived about half an hour because it's just like the amount of cocaine it ate would have just overdosed and killed it. Like it would have, for half an hour, it was an actual killing machine. But as far as they know, nobody actually died by the bear because the poor thing was in the middle of nowhere. And luckily, but as Elizabeth Banks was saying, I watched an interview and it was like, she was saying, obviously, the bear is the victim in this film. The bear is not the bad guy. Like, the fact that drugs and human fucking ridiculousness impacts like animals that way is disgusting. So they kind of, this was like the bear's story to be like, the bear's not the bad guy.
The bear's getting revenge.
Yeah. And you can't see the bear. So the bear was taxidermied by a Dr. Alonzo and it now resides in Kentucky. So you can actually see Cocaine Bear, and it does have a bit of a scar on its snout. So I think that was why in the film they kind of added a bit of a scar.
Wow, that's, we got to add that to our list, Hal, on places to visit.
Yeah.
Spooky places to go.
When we go, we have like a map around America, like we can go see the Cocaine Bear.
Definitely. Wow.
The accidents. So yeah.
Amazing.
It was funny. I made my partner watch this one with me, and he was like, is it, like, because he knew it was based, he's like, is it based off the real thing? And I was like, well, think about the real story. Like, do you think they'd have an hour and a half film out of that? Like, found a dead bear? Like, no, there's more to it.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, that's, I think, to be honest, is where the film has a bit of a downfall, because I don't know about you, but it's not as funny as I thought it would be, if I'm going to be honest. That there were a few laugh out loud moments, and some of the dialogue is very funny, but like, I sort of get a bit bored halfway through, if I'm honest, like when with the whole kind of family situation. I know obviously there has to be a story and like the rescue mission and all of that, but I don't know, just some of it just got a bit tedious and maybe a little bit long, and yeah, I just kind of got a bit bored halfway through.
I think they tried to do too much. Because there was obviously like the single mom and her kid, Henry, who actually wasn't related. Like, I just love.
Yeah.
and then you've got the whole like drug cartel family involved, and the police officer.
There's it was all a lot.
And the teenagers and the fucking.
I forgot about the teenagers.
Yeah. So you got the teenagers and the bloody park rangers. Like, there's just a lot going on, and it's like we're trying
the
to
ambulance.
To be fair though, I wouldn't want to lose the ambulance bit. That bit cracked me up.
Yeah, that was my favorite bit.
But there is so, like, why did the sheriff have a dog? What did that have to do with anything?
Yeah, and it wasn't really that funny, and it just was like It wasn't even just like a random funny thing in the film. It was just a bit like, it would have been the same film without this dog.
Like, the really nice thing about the dog was that the guy who took him at the end was like, oh, I have something to look after. But he also had a son to look after who hadn't been in months. So they didn't need the dog. They actually, I don't think, needed either of the police people. So the detective, I think it was a sheriff. They didn't need
either. No, they didn't.
Because even her turning up.
They didn't need her.
They didn't need him, and they didn't need her to turn up just to be like, oh yeah, I'm on their side. And then didn't make a fucking difference anyway, because she didn't get killed. She didn't stay on their side. She just went and carried on with her. It made those two being there made fuck all difference to the film.
Yeah, that's true. It like wasn't as strong enough, like there wasn't enough in the plot for it to kind of build up and be like, oh my god, she's undercover, like she's the bad guy. Like, it, no one really cared about that. Everyone just wanted to see the coked up bear. Do you know what I mean?
It had no consequence on the film, those two. The only bit where the sheriff was helpful was when he was on top of not helpful but good to the plot was when he was like on top of the gazebo. But they could have had someone else on there. They already had a park ranger and a park something else. So they didn't need that character. They could have used a different character. Like, it's just so bizarre.
I did really like the two, what were they? Like the drug smugglers. I did like them. Especially when the bear just like passes out on Eddie.
You know what? That we watched that and that happened. I do not remember seeing that on the play. I don't know if they cut it. I don't know if I thought like nodded off at one point. I pissed myself. I was like, I do not remember this.
It was funny. It was like, what did they say? It's like, oh, how do you know it's a girl? It's
like, that's her vagina's on my ear. Like, I'm sorry, the vagina was not that high. What the fuck? That was her nipple. But
that was funny, I must admit.
That was funny. It was, to be fair, that bit was just fucking brilliant. Because also I was like, surely the bear is dead. Like, the poor bear's heart has given out. Like, the only thing keeping that bear alive was the cocaine literally pumping his heart. Like, the poor thing has died like 5 minutes into the film. It's just pumping. But my favorite thing about that, and it's so stupid, but I always find it hilarious. I can't remember the comedian, but they were made a point about how only in human society do people get really fixated on like females and males. And it's like, oh, you were stabbed by a girl. Like, they were like, you'd never get that in anything else. It's like, oh, shark attack. Oh, you're being eaten by a female shark. Ha ha ha. So the fact they made a point to be like, it's a female bear that's just crushed you, I fucking loved for no reason.
That's amazing. Yes. I wonder if that was one of the reasons she made it a female, or maybe the original bear was a female. I don't know.
Do you know what? I want to say it. Maybe it was. Oh, I had all these facts where we can find the bear, but I didn't actually look up her gender. I'm going to say yes, it was, just because I have a 50-50 chance of being right.
Okay, cool. We'll find out and we'll let you guys know.
But I don't know, that just made me chuckle from that perspective of being like...
That's yeah, very funny.
You'd never be like, you were killed by a bear. Oh, but it was a female bear, you silly fool. So I just loved it.
That's brilliant.
Mama bears are terrifying.
Oh, fuck yeah. Bears are fucking so terrifying. Jesus.
So we had Ranger Liz, and we had Peter. They say his job title. So he was played by Jesse Tyler Ferguson, who I imagine a lot of people know from Modern Family. Mm. What did you make of those two?
They were funny. I mean, I guess she kind of had more of a purpose in the film. I guess he was just one to sort of kill off at the beginning. And have like a cameo, I guess. I mean, she was pretty funny when she accidentally shoots that kid, and like she's got this like terrible aim of being.
Yeah.
And she, yeah.
I'm not advocating for shooting the bear, but how did she miss? The bear is so big.
I know. Yeah, but no, she was very good. Like, she was good in the ambulance. And yeah, I mean, even before, like, she's pretty funny when she's putting her lipstick on trying to impress Peter. It was funny, and she was, again, she was sort of a character that was needed. Like, she needed to be there, and it added something. But yeah, Peter was just kind of, as I say, there to kind of be killed off, really.
Yeah, I will agree, but I did love the fucking scratch, like, obviously because he's up the tree. I love when he gets up the tree, looks at Henry, and he's like, bears can climb. Why are you up here then? It just shows all common sense goes out the window when you're fine. Mm. But I did love the like scratches in her. I think it was her ass cheek. And then like ripping his leg off. Like the fucking SFX in this is bloody brilliant. Because I saw that shot on the plane of like the scratches in the ass, and I was like, that's incredible.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah, just zooming in or whatever.
He's there like, pause, rewind, like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah. And his death was pretty good. Like, again, like you say, the SFX was great, and like he was like, it wasn't a quick death for him, so it was a pretty savage one.
It was, to be fair, he got cut open, I hung upside down, he literally was just bled out.
Yeah.
It was brutal.
Mm. I just with the bear, like, he wasn't... She wasn't, like, eating them fully, was she? She was just on this, like, rampage of just, like... Because she was on coke, like, just killing everyone. But the bear wasn't actually, like, eating them and, like, eating them full.
No, so I don't know, because Peter ended up covered in coke, I don't know if that was why the bear went for him, because she was trying to smell it out. You are right. She wasn't killing to eat. But I did get a quote on that. So there was... Oh, so here was the other thing as well. So they made the bear. Obviously, like, they had to do... they had some... Okay, I'm going to get all my notes in the wrong order. So there was someone called Alan Henry, who was basically, what are they called? Bear actor? It was a better name for it, and I'm going to try and find it, because he's
positioned. I like bear actor.
Bear actor, but he was acting as the bear, because as they said, when you're directing, you need to be able to like follow your eyes. So I can only imagine how funny it was to kind of like, he was a human, and he had stilts on, and he had a helmet with like a snout. So not the most terrifying thing, but Like, that's what they're paid for, is to act and be scared. So fucking get over it. They're paid a lot of money to do it. But they called the bear Cokey.
Nice.
And I can't remember why I was telling you this. So, but what they said about Cokey was that she's not a mean, or is not a mean-spirited killing machine. She just loves cocaine. She's going through life having a tough time, and she just loves drugs.
Oh, fair.
And I was like,
fair play, Cokey.
I'm going to get it wrong, whether that was one of the guys from the VFX team or Elizabeth Banks who said that. So I won't give credit. I'll just vaguely say it. I just thought that was fucking brilliant to be like, that's it. She's not a bad bear. She's not killing for the sake of it, but she's killing for the drugs.
Yeah. Okay. So that makes, maybe then Peter was obviously full of the drugs, which is why she went for him.
I just think it's more like, did you give the bear cocaine? Like, no, because who would do that?
So yeah, no, I mean, there are some good bits in it. I just think, like, it does kind of fall through sort of halfway through, but yeah, there are some good ones. I mean, what did you think of Henry? Do you think Henry was needed?
I'd say yes, because I think it's very weird for a kid to go off on, like, you'd go on an adventure, especially if you're skipping school, you'd drag a friend with you.
Yeah, and like a horror film, you kind of want like a nice, like a, you want like a sidekick or a companion, like, kind of, especially when it's a comedy, you sort of want to,
yeah. Especially I think if Dee Dee had been missing and they didn't have Henry, I think it just would have been a much darker horror rather than like the comedy. Yeah. I think he is a bit of the comedy where he's asking questions like, what if they had done drugs, and like absolutely giving the game away that they did drugs. But he's also, I think they were cast, like, they're very young, but they're like, oh, they're supposed to be 13. I'm like, they're very young, those two, especially when he's like, oh, we sell, I do coke with whatever his name is on church or on Sundays. It's like, no, you don't. And then like, oh, just eat a tablespoon worth. And it's like the cinnamon challenge, isn't it? Where they just,
yeah, yeah, literally is. It's so like naive.
But they weren't acting like they were on coke, considering.
No, that's true. Actually, I think they were just so shit scared of the bear. They just kind of, the coke just fell out of their system at that point.
Fair, that's probably how you got up the fucking tree.
But you know what? Like, sorry, I know we're going a bit back and forth with the characters, but. Yeah, I liked Eddie and David, because, like, and Eddie kind of, as you said earlier, has a little bit of a backstory. Like, he's just lost his wife, and then his dad's this big kingpin person, and is looking after this kid that's not his. And like, and when they meet in the diner, and he's eating this like dry as fuck pasta, and David's like, "Can we get some like marinara?" Or
he's like, "I'll have the penne." Like, yeah. Stupid line, but really cracked me up.
Yeah, it's really odd, but David was beating up the kids, and Eddie just walks in and he's like, "Are they dead?" Like, he's so chilled about it.
He's just like, he's obviously grown up around this, but like, that bit cracked me up as well, because like, Eddie's obviously walked in and been like, "For fuck's sake, David," and you can tell he's angry, but then like, we know what's just happened, and we're like, no, David's in the right here. Like, those fuckers started this and ended it. Like, yeah. So I'm absolutely team David. That I just love when he's like, I love this jersey, and he's been like, stabbed. Yeah. Like, that poor jersey didn't stand a chance.
Like, that was his main problem at that point, was his jersey.
I mean, it was a good jersey, and it got absolutely ruined.
True.
I'm trying to find the fucking. I was going to say, because we had Kid, who was the like main teenager that kind of we see for most of the film.
Yeah.
Vest, who was the first teenager we met. I'm trying to find the other one. Was it Ponytail, who gets his head blown off?
Oh, I can't remember. He wasn't that memorable to me, but no, sure, let's go with that.
But I just think that's like, I don't know. They're just funny. Like, when he's walking along, I'm like, you guys want to play 20 questions? And he's like, you've literally got a guy you stabbed. Like, and you're trying to play 20 questions with him because you've got to go on a long walk. Like, it's just such a funny mentality, the whole thing.
Yeah, I did like those two. Like, they were funny throughout. And they were good characters for this.
Yeah.
But yeah, I completely agree with you that it was kind of all too much. And like, they probably didn't even need Ray Liotta as Sid. Like, R.I.P. Ray Liotta. But I don't know whether he was like a... I mean, it was like a fun additional character and it was fun to have like Ray Liotta in it. But like, was it really needed? Could it have just been done with the two of them? And as you say, like the cops getting involved and all of that, like it probably could have just been fun with like the kids and then the drug smugglers.
I think, yeah, it's hard. And this was actually the first film that came out with Ray Liotta in after he passed.
Yeah, because so, it was dedicated to him, wasn't it?
It was, yeah, or it is. It's hard because, again, I think you needed him to kind of set it up at the beginning to be like, I'm sending you out to get the drugs.
Oh, yeah, true. I forgot about that. I think that's pretty important, actually.
I think he was an interesting addition to kind of keep them in the woods because, obviously, once he turns up, the other two are like, we can go. Like, they've seen the bear coked up. They're like, nah, we can bail. I've been stabbed. My jersey's ruined. We can go. So I think they needed him to kind of keep pushing them in the woods. But it was funny because, like, we actually, like, I don't know. I need to look it again and see how many more bags were kind of, like, hidden through the film. Because at one point, they walk past a tree trying to get to the bear's cave. And there's just a bag hanging in the tree that no one sees and none of them pick up. But they're obsessed with the bag that the bear has. I'm like, if you just looked around a bit more, you could have avoided the bear and picked up loads more drugs. But they end up fixated on this one bag in particular. And I'm like,
yeah.
What do they say? It was like a $14 million worth in each bag. I'm like, well, you've walked past like 28 already.
Yeah, you're just fixated on one thing now. It doesn't really make any sense.
Yeah. Whereas had Ray Liotta not met them in the woods, I don't think they would have stayed as long. So I think they needed that push.
Yeah.
They didn't need Bob or Officer Reba. I would keep Tom and Beth, who were the paramedics, because they were fucking brilliant.
Yeah. What about Elsa and Olaf?
So I think, again, in typical horror fashion, I think they started it well. But I was very surprised. I actually, again, I forgot that Olaf comes back. I forget that he's still in it.
I think it would have been fine to just kill them both off at the beginning. Like, yeah. have two solid kills to kind of get you started. Like, he didn't need to survive, really.
No. Like, I also love as well the very brief 5 minutes there in the film. They're already arguing about, like, his brother being a bad thing.
Oh, yeah. He just looks at her like, in disgust.
It's like, how can you say that? He loves to sing. Like, yeah, but it's just so funny. I also love that they're having that argument in English when they're both not English.
Yeah, make it make sense.
Make it make sense. Like, so yeah, I think we could have just killed them.
Like, yeah.
They could have found a different way to have Olaf. Because again, the girl was dropping paint. There were other ways.
Well, yeah, because it wasn't even like Olaf eventually died. Like, he just escapes. Like, and you hadn't spent enough time with Olaf to kind of build up any like relationship to be like, oh yeah, we really want him to survive. Like, it would have been fine just to kill them both off. So it's not even like he dies later on in the film. He just literally just goes back to his life.
Yeah.
And so yeah, those kind of things, I think, for me, is what kind of makes the film struggle a little bit. And like, I think it was at that point when they see him is where I started to get a bit bored. And I started to be a bit like, and then I got excited again when the drug smugglers were there and the bear fell on him. Like, that started to get funny again. But like,
baby bears.
Yeah, I mean, that was cute. But like, even the ending, it just kind of went on a bit too long, and there was like the final showdown. And so there were those bits, which they were the bits that I struggled with a bit.
It was because how many times does the bear get revived with coke? Like, two or three? I think it's two. You could have done just once.
Yeah.
Didn't need to keep reviving the bear. And like, let the bear be, okay? The bear is not the problem.
No, justice for the bear.
Justice for bear. Justice for Cokie.
We love Cokie.
We do. She's gorgeous.
We'll go on to the ambulance bit a bit more because I think we both really want to like get into it. But there was a genuine like kind of horror moment when he goes into the cupboard? And like he sees the bear in the corner and you just see her eyes. And that's like a genuine like kind of like scary moment when you realize that the bear's just chilling in the corner and you just appears.
For me, it's the stethoscope. When she can hear like how hard her heart is beating And then Ranger Liz brings the stethoscope up to her mouth because they're obviously all trying to whisper. And she's like,
yeah.
That, and again, they really, like, the way they did the music at that point as well was fucking brilliant. Mm. But I just love the bit. Again, I just love the whole ambulance bit, like the whole chase down. So they actually did loads of research for this film to, like, into how cocaine would affect a bear. But obviously they didn't give a bear cocaine to find out, because that is animal cruelty. But they were saying they had a lot of leeway because nobody actually knows how cocaine would affect a bear, or animals, most animals in general. They probably have tested on rats. I'm not going to look into that. I haven't got time right now. But so they looked up things like the speed a bear can run, the height they can jump at, and then they embellished those stats. So when the bear is chasing the ambulance and jumping, they looked at, like, realistic statistics for the bear and then embellished a bit. So say a bear can run, I should actually look up, how fast can bears run? 35 to 40 miles an hour. So what they probably did was just added 10 on. And the same with the jump. It was like added that really big lunge. Attributed it to cocaine, but it kept it within the realm of, like, possibility, which I thought was really interesting that they kind of did that research. I mean, I don't think it would have taken that long, and that sounds harsh, but, like, I've also just looked up how quick a bear runs. It's quite easy to do. Look at me again. I could write a cocaine film. But you know what I mean? Like, and then embellished with it. But I just love the...
That's awesome.
We had some leeway because nobody's seen a bear on cocaine, which I thought was quite a good getaway.
That's really interesting, because sometimes with these films, they just... Like, with these ridiculous films like Sharknado and all of that, yeah. Like a Piranha, they just do whatever the fuck they want. But you have to respect a film that's so ridiculous because it is based on a true story. So Elizabeth Banks probably did want to add some truth in there because it is a true story. So she probably wanted to be accurate in terms of, like, how the bear would look and, like, how far the bear could jump and things like that. So it does make sense.
I also think had they had the bear suddenly going at, like, 200 miles an hour, like, it would have lost the horror aspect. Because as you say, like, when he's hiding in the cupboard and that, it's fucking terrifying because it's a bear.
Mm.
The fact a bear can move that fast makes it scarier. The fact a bear could do 100 miles an hour makes it silly.
Yeah.
It doesn't make it believable. What is believable? And she wanted, so Elizabeth Banks says she wanted to, I'm going to forget the quote, but similar to, like, Jaws, where nobody would get back in the ocean, she wanted that to be this, where no one wants to go back in the forest. So it is that, because it's like, well, what if a bear can chase you at 200 miles, well, and at, like, 30 miles an hour, 50 miles an hour? But, like, if a bear could chase you at 100, nobody would believe it.
Nice.
I can outrun that bear. It's a physical thing. Whereas,
like, yeah, easy.
Whereas a 45 miles an hour bear is terrifying.
Yeah, fucking hell. So when they actually get into the ambulance and they're, like, running away from the bear, like, that bit is quite funny when, like, he's trying to close the door. He's like, stop yelling at me.
It's the fact the guy tells her to go and then he's like, you have to start the car moving. And then he's like, slow down. Like, he instantly can't keep up. And I was like, what were you expecting? Like, in the nicest way, what were you expecting? She's got to get out of there. As I said, watching it, like, me and my partner were laughing because she was driving away. The bed had fallen out the back. I know that's not what that's called, but the stretcher had fallen out the back. And at that point, I was like, just fucking gun it. Like, sod. And I was like, it sounds harsh, but she's dead. You're all gonna die. Like, don't be nice, just fucking go. Because, like, she slows down or comes to a complete stop, but it's like, just in that scenario, you've just got to go.
Yeah. I really liked the bit when he, like, is obviously having this fight with the bear, which is off screen, because the bear eventually gets into the ambulance, and he, like, crawls up, and then his arm is just, like, completely, like, his wrist is just completely fucked, and then she's, like, screaming, and then the bear comes in, and then they're just all screaming
again.
That was a great bit.
But, like, based on our theory that the bear is only attacking for the coke, none of them had coke on them, so I don't know if at that point she'd just had some coke and was all kind of wired up. They were seen as a threat, as opposed to,
I think, Yeah, that's what I mean. Like the plot of just like going after the coke is kind of, it sort of falls apart by this point because, yeah, at this point she's just attacking and killing everyone.
Yeah, like she doesn't eat anyone. I think she eats like an intestine and that's it. And it's like, well, that's not enough. You can't feed, you
Yeah.
can't raise your cubs on powder alone. Like,
No. And then obviously when they crash, and the main ambulance lady, she like flies through the windscreen, just like instantly dies. And you see the bear get out, and that's when I thought, oh, the bear's gonna go up to her and like eat her or like attack her or whatever, because obviously she's already dead. So like, you
Yeah.
know, do whatever. But the bear just literally walks off.
Yeah, it doesn't even care.
No,
But
but the I think it made the stuff before made up for it because it was really gory and the SFX was really good and it was I think it was the best moment in the film.
yeah, no, it was fucking brilliant. It was, I mean, it was that whole bit. I actually, yeah, wrong order, but like when she's talking to the t sorry, when Liz the ranger is talking to the teenagers in the shop, so the boys are obviously talking about David, who attacked, he didn't attack them. They attacked him in the bathroom and he defended himself. And then Liz is also talking about the bear and they're having that conversation. And it, for both of them, it makes sense, but it doesn't make sense on either side. They just don't know it. So I think that's really interesting. Like that kind of whole thing around that is really good.
Yeah.
And then, as we said, like then it builds up with the ambulance. But I love the flip on the other, on the, at the end of the film, when the mum, we haven't even talked about the mum, sorry, when she's taking her children, well, her daughter and Henry home, and they're just going past the ambulance. Like he's like, I kind of want to look. I say, like, don't look. Let's just keep going. And it's, but like all the police and that are driving in and just ignoring them. And it's like they're obviously aware there's a
Yeah.
on coke and they need to deal with it. But it's just so funny that they're like, this is the least of our problems. We just need to go.
I guess with them, like, yeah, it was, we didn't really, we haven't really touched on them too much, but
No. They're like
I
the main
guess
part,
she,
and we just
I
ignore.
know, and she kind of just like discovers Henry, finds Henry, and then eventually finds her daughter. And then there's like that thing at the end with the cubs, which I think goes on for too long, to be honest, but.
Yeah, that whole bit just wasn't necessary. And as we said again, then it's like revive the bear with more coke. It just
Yeah.
wasn't needed, and it just
It
wasn't.
wasn't.
And it didn't even have like satisfying, like they all jump. And then David ends up, I think, did he cut his throat or something? So he's bleeding. But then like, oh, okay, she's a nurse, so we've managed to like fix him up and sort him out enough. And it's all
Yeah, and then
very
you think he's
convincing.
dead, and then yeah, then he's alive at the end.
Yeah. It's all very convenient and it's all very wrapped up in a nice little bow and it's fine. It's, yeah, it's fine. It's, it was, this was it, because I, like I said, I had seen it before. My partner was like, oh, is it worth a watch? Because again, I think he was curious. I was like, it's worth a watch, but it's not the sort of film you're going to watch every year. It's not, it's pizza party, it's watching while you're ill, it's watching on the plane. Just because, I can say there are good bits, but it's not a flawless film.
No, there are other like funny, good sort of like not take yourself too seriously horrors out there that I'd pick before this one, definitely.
Yeah.
Is that all we've got to say?
Well, since I was saying, I should have asked it earlier, to be fair. You asked about Henry. I love his like line at the end where it's just like, and like Ray Liotta's like, and who are you? I'm Henry, and I am so tired. That was brilliant, because that is
Oh.
me.
Yeah,
When I'm doing
that
something and I'm overtired, that is what I'm doing.
was.
But I don't know, the kids were kind of annoying as well. Like Dee Dee's a
Yeah,
bit of a brat. Like,
I wasn't really like, yeah, I didn't have any kind of attachment to her as a character whatsoever. I kind of forgot about her. Like, Henry kind of became more of the
well, he
sort
was
of
on the screen.
main. Oh. Yeah.
Like, what was she even doing? She was just hanging out with the cubs all film. Like, I don't know, I just, the opening with her and her mum is like, obviously her mum's trying to take extra hours, her mum's got a new crush or a boyfriend or whatever.
Yeah.
But she's, it's weird because she's not acting out, but she is. But then because it's like a single mum daughter like duo combo, then They're kind of it like, oh, but it's charming acting out. And it's like, no, it's not. She's being fucking rude.
Yeah.
And then she shouts at her mum to shut her door. And I'm like, I'd have got fucking slapped for that. Like, especially.
I know, yeah. She was just rude the whole time, really. And like, yeah. There wasn't really much like redeeming qualities about her.
And I think it was hard. Be, like, charming band, like charming disrespect. And I was like, but it's not charming. It's fucking rude. Like, it is.
Yeah, it was rude.
Especially. Yeah, like, parents could slap their kids back then, like.
Yeah, and like, yeah, like you say, with that weird sort of backstory with like the boyfriend, and like, again, like, I get it, it kind of builds up a relationship between them and like kind of gives them something to talk about, but again, just kind of unnecessary stuff that a film about a bear on cocaine, you don't really need to know. But I understand they're building up shit, but I did just think, to me, like, it was just stuff that we didn't care about. It was just kind of extra leverage that wasn't really needed for the film.
Even the phone call, like, does she call her kid's dad? And then she's like, oh, he's
yeah. So he just adds that in there, that the dad's not around. Like, did you really, was that really necessary?
Like, who's she talking to? His new girlfriend, his mum? Because she's like, every time I ring, he's in the loo. Like, who are you talking to?
Yeah, I thought it was the, like, a new girlfriend or a new wife or something. That's the vibe I got. But
yeah,
again, like why... Do you know what I mean?
There was,
like,
a lot of backstory there. And then Henry doesn't even get a surname. But we know he does coke on a Sunday with his tough butt. But, like, so
love Henry.
Unnecessary information and so many.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot happening in a film that are coked up there. There is a lot.
Yeah. Almost too much. Like, just keep it simple. Like, yeah.
Sometimes less is more. And that would have been the absolute rule for this film.
Definitely. I think if it was more simpler, it would have been funnier. It wouldn't have felt like a bit of a drag at some points. Would have been cleaner, a lot of stuff.
But I think that's true of, like, any kind of horror this kind of way, where it's like, again, like we say, like Piranha, Sharknado, every horror film with animals going mental, apparently. They do seem to try and add too much. And it is that where it's like, no, you could have just kept it simple. An hour and 20 minutes. You don't need a really long film dragging on. Just keep it simple.
Yeah.
The bear on coke is terrifying. Could be hilarious.
If just keep it with a few likable characters. Yeah, like the drug smugglers, like, they were very likable. Like the ambulance. Just keep it all the park ranger. Just.
Who thought we'd be rooting for the drug smugglers?
I know. I really liked them. They were very funny. I just kind of, I mean, that's what I mean, like, Eddie's backstory at least was kind of like, it kind of fit into the plot of the film, because of, like, he wants out, like, he doesn't want to do this anymore, because obviously he's just lost his wife, but he's not there for his family, but he wants to, like, he claims to want to be there for his family now and things, and like, that kind of all made sense, because, like, it kind of made it funnier that he was in this mad situation, because he doesn't even want to be in this situation anymore. So, like, that made sense, and it kind of, like, correlated with the film well, whereas, like, all the other stuff just, like, wasn't necessary.
So the interesting thing about that, actually, is Eddie and Sari could have been the perfect mirror to each other, because, like, he'd just lost his wife, wasn't coping with his son, so had left his son with his dad, and we see him, like, complaining about the tattoo. Oh, my God, that was... Her name's Joe, not John. I got John for another week. Just something stupidly and just stuck in there and funny. But she, obviously, we don't really know what's happened with her ex. Like, again, we kind of get a vibe. But if they'd just said that, like, her husband had passed, but she, instead of, like, abandoning her child, was actually, you know, working double shifts, fighting for her child, they could have been the two sides of the same coin. But instead... for some random reason, we heard a phone call that made absolutely no fucking sense. She could have just seen the backpack and, like, why did they bring the backpack to immediately abandon it? Fucking children clearly don't know what they're doing. But this is it. I was just like, they could have been the same. Yeah, they could have been a really interesting story from two angles.
Yeah.
But definitely. They weren't. They gave her too much story. And then instead, well, actually, yeah, he also had a lot of story, but he's made sense as to why he was there. But hers could have just as easily made sense.
It's true.
So, I don't know. Don't know.
I don't know.
So the only other bit I was going to quickly mention on SFX was less about the like gore and that, but they brought in Weta VFX, who we have seen before, and I'm going to completely blank on what film they've worked on, but they're from New Zealand. They're a really big VFX company. They did Lord of the Rings, which makes sense also because that was out there. But they are now like globally this really well-known company for like visual effects and coming in and doing things like The Bears. So it was Robin, I'm going to say his name wrong, Hollander's dog. So he works for Weta VFX, and he was trying to come up with like what the bear would look like. And he basically was like, he didn't want the bear to look like ridiculously terrifying, because again, as we've said, it's like, it's a little bit, it's addicted to coke. It's not actually killing for aggression. So, but he had a boxer who he described as just big and slobbery. So he kind of utilized that and utilized his boxer to build up the animation of the bear. So you can see a few bit of the characteristics from him there. You can also see, well, you can't say it, but when, as I said, you had Alan Henry, who was a student of Andy Serkis, so they were stuntmen. Alan Henry was the one playing the bear. So when they were doing the scenes where like people were fighting with the bear, he was wearing like a really big like black foam ring around his neck so that people could kind of get the circumference right, because they were trying to figure out like how big a bear would be. So they didn't want him like fighting a human neck and it not being big enough. So I just have this really hilarious image of them all trying to do this. But I just think things like that are really clever, where it's like something so simple to give off. Yeah, that amazing perception. There's actually a bear there, and it's actually just a big Fiat phone thing. But yeah, there's me nerding out.
That's cool. Nice. That's pretty cool. A lot of stuff went into this film. It's pretty awesome.
It was also, considering it was set in Georgia, it was filmed in Ireland. I believe the waterfall was VFX as well, but I may be wrong there. But yeah, I think that bit was VFX'd in. Make sure it was all good. Yes.
Nice. So, speaking of the bear, Cokie, would you survive Cokie the Bear Tell?
I'm going to say yes. Not because I actually think I could take on a coked up bear, but because this bear...
You do you, mate.
You do you. You try and wrestle that bear. I mean, there is a lot of people that survive.
Mm.
There is a lot of survivors in this. I think I could be one of them. Again, just things like common stuff. Like, I wouldn't go to the cave. Like, if I was stuck there in the first place, I wouldn't go to the... Actually, I would probably definitely try and hug one of the cubs. I could see that being a problem. So if I didn't get to the cave, I'd be fine. Because otherwise, Mummy Bear might have a problem with me. I'd be the fucking cunt that was feeding them coke, because I'd be like, oh, is that what you want? And I'd go and find it.
Give them anything. Give them anything
you want. You're adorable. Like, that would be the problem. So they might keep me alive because they're like, you can go and get that one. So I'm going to say yes, assuming that I can survive. Well, assuming the bear doesn't kill me as soon as I get near her cubs. What about you?
I'll say yes as well. Fuck it. Yeah. I don't know why or how, but I will.
Because there's a find big survival rate.
There's a big survival rate, yeah. And I feel like, yeah, maybe if I just found a load of coke, I could just chuck it at the bear and it would be fine. And it would be distracted by that.
I think that's the thing. I don't think we'd be in the forest looking for coke. So.
Well, that. Yeah. But we can't have Charlie's mentality of being like, oh, we wouldn't be there anyway.
No. We'd be in the forest. But my point is, we wouldn't we wouldn't be like Ray Liotta's character, where we're so determined to get a bag of coke, we're willing to die.
No.
Whereas like, we'd be like, do you know what? It would have been nice to have the 14 mil. But I'd rather.
Yes.
Like, we would, I think we'd know where to cut the line.
Yeah, we would. We'd know where to draw the white line.
And where to snort it so we can run really fast away from the bear.
Anyway.
Okay, so what are you going to give? What's your spook? And how many spooks out of five?
Well, it probably comes as no surprise, but my spook is going to be the ambulance scene, just the whole of it, because it's my favorite bit. It's gory, it's fun, it's funny. Yeah, it's really good. And the music goes perfectly with it. Yeah, just a decent scene in the film. I'm going to give it 2.5 spooks. Because, yeah, I was going to give it higher, but I did originally sort of, when I was rating it on Letterboxd, I did give it 3. And then I rewatched it and I thought, I didn't quite like it as much as I liked it the first time I watched it. So I've lowered it a bit, but it's just because it wouldn't be my go-to. And I do get a bit bored halfway through. And I think a lot of things could have been changed with it. But what I do like is some of it, I mean, a lot of it actually, I take that back, a lot of it was funny. The dialogue was good. And some of the characters were really strong, but there was just other bits in it for me that just didn't hit. So yeah, 2.5 for me. What about you?
I'm going to go with the bathroom scene, just because otherwise I think we both go ambulance. But I'm going to go with the bathroom scene where I've already blanked on his name. Did we say it was David?
Yeah.
Where he kicks ass. Because again, as I said, I think it's so funny having Eddie walk in and be like, what did you do? When actually he was the victim, he was attacked. It was just that he could hold his own. So I just think that's really fun. That's just a really funny bit. And coming in and being like, are they dead?
Yeah, just really casually.
It's like when Eddie's then like, oh, it's cold out here. He should have a t-shirt. And he's like, the guy stabbed me. No.
Stop being nice.
Be nice to the guy who tried to kill me. Like, what's wrong with you? So I do think that's really funny. I feel like we keep giving everything the same score, but I have to agree. I think 2.5, because I think it's so worth a watch. But it is quite slow. Well, it's not slow, but there's big gaps where you're like, this could have been sped up or this could have been filled. But there is really good bits. So I think it is, you know,
yeah,
they did really well. But as we said, they could have lost a lot and actually gained for it. So
definitely.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Agreed, agreed. Amazing. That was Cocaine Bear. Join us again in a couple of weeks and follow us, like us, subscribe, share, whatever. And follow us on the socials so that we can tell you what film is coming up and you can watch along and listen to us chat shit about the next one. Until then, goodbye.
Goodbye. Don't let Cokie get you.